Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
The Holy See and the State of Israel say they have made significant progress on a long-awaited economic and tax agreement between the Catholic Church and the Jewish state, but it will not be signed before the visit of Pope Benedict XVI to the Holy Land. After a half day of talks, the two delegations released a joint communique which announced that the next plenary is scheduled to take place on December 10th this year at the Vatican. A longtime observer of the talks, Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger, told me more about the importance of signing an agreement.
As part of the very logic of the negotiations, the delegations do not ever refer to the specific contents of each meeting. However, the overall program has been publicly known for a good number of years. It includes consolidating and formally recognizing once more the historic tax exemptions of the Church in the Holy Land, also rules that would protect the Church's properties in the Holy Land, most of all the holy places, and the restitution to the Church of certain properties, especially sacred places, that were lost over the years.
Of course, Israel has recently had a change in government. Does this affect the negotiations in any way?
It need not, indeed should not, because over the decades there has been no appreciable difference in the policies of the two major political blocs towards the Church. Indeed, it is noteworthy that it was a Likud-led government that in 1992 made the breakthrough decision to begin such negotiations at all.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.